It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 600 Coloradans were in the hospital with coronavirus on Thursday. That's up from last week as the number of hospitalizations keeps rising in the state. This week, Colorado hit a total of 100,000 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. The state's coronavirus exposure app has been downloaded or activated by 500,000 Coloradans. The exposure notification system alerts users if they've been close to someone who tested positive. The state health department Sarah Thunberg hopes more people will download the system.
If 15% of our total Colorado population enable exposure notification, we can reduce infections by 8% and reduce fatalities by 6%.
Several states are using the apps, but their effectiveness is still unknown. Fewer people are experiencing homelessness in El Paso County than last year. Here's KRCC's Elena Rivera.
Community health partnerships, along with Pikes Peak Continuum of Care, identified more than 1,300 people experiencing homelessness during the annual count. That's slightly less than 2019's numbers, which counted more than 1,500 people. The point-in-time count is a once-a-year measurement that's a snapshot of people both in shelters and outside. The metric helps organizations apply for federal funding for services, but it's also a small percentage of the over 7,000 people who accessed housing support in the county over the past year. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A federal court has blocked road construction on protected land near a coal mine near Paonia. An energy company has been trying to expand the mine for years. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
The injunction from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver blocks Mountain Coal from further building roadways into the Sunset Roadless Area until the challenge from conservation groups is resolved. This summer, Mountain Coal defied a court order and built about a mile of road into the area. Company officials say the road is required to access coal and allowed under their lease. The company also says the Forest Service approved the construction. The conservation groups say the road disturbs prime wildlife habitat near wilderness areas. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado has sunny skies and highs near 60 in Grand Junction, 57 in Montrose this afternoon. This is CPR News.